going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
That's right. That's right, baby. It's one of them Reaction Mondays, and boy, is it ever a Reaction Monday. React to this, though. Dirty's Daily is powered by Mocarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Tell you about them all the time. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Big shout out to them for always taking care of old Dirty. They do a good job. I want to remind everybody out there, make sure you're listening via the Audacy app, AUDACY. Make sure you download that on your phone. Take us everywhere you go. All the podcasts coming out of Sports Radio 610 and all the Audacy stations, for that matter, are on there. Most importantly, Tyler Milner, Patrick Creighton, the Big Orange Wagon, baby, is on. All things Astros, by the way, all things Astros. It's on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Make sure you download that sucker.
And also, Byron and I are starting a new wrestling podcast coming up. I just made that up.
Oh, I think you say, really? Really? I tell you. I've always thought you and Sean Pendergast should do one. I think as big as wrestling is even getting bigger as we speak, yeah, I think you and Pendergast should.
Byron texted me Sunday morning at church, or Saturday afternoon. We did a little Saturday Easter service. My man texted me. He said, hey, no spoilers. No spoilers. Like, I'm like, damn, I didn't know that you thought you was going to get a spoiler from me. I didn't know me and Byron would go back and forth on it. But no, man, Byron, I just accidentally spoke that into existence, Byron.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Yeah, and we do have a big time Reaction Monday. Rockets, they lose game one in frustrating fashion. We've hit that a few times today. Damn, a little cussing and discussing going on right there. The Astros, they took 2 of 3 from the Padres. Hopefully that gets some momentum rolling in the right direction. They got Toronto in town. Was that tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday? So another series right there at home in Dyke. And by the way, I'm doing a little remodel on a little something, a little property I got, and I think I may be buying me old Dyke in mini split air conditioning.
I'd like for the sign to be bigger on the stadium.
On the stadium. I gotta figure out what to do.
I wanted to be a bigger sign. I rode past it when we went.
Shoot him an email,
man. Crawfish Circuit. I thought, man, I think it needs to be bigger. Bold. Shoot him an Go email. Bigger on that stuff.
Shoot him an email. Let him know about it. I think fan communication interaction is good for him. Also, what we're reacting to, which we're fixing to crank this thing up, is the Texans. Their biggest name spoke this morning. Of course, the Texans are reporting for off-season duties. It's been about 2 weeks, I think, just working out, getting in the building, getting everybody in the building. A little more organized work going on than the extremely show up when you want voluntary work. Really off time, guys just choose to be around. But C.J. Stroud spoke. Will Anderson spoke. D'Amico D'Amico Ryan spoke.
Clean it up.
As well. That's right. So we're rolling. We got plenty to react to. And I want to, there's two things. CJ Stroud spoke, and this is a big year for CJ Stroud. Not only is it the third year is the biggest year in that quarterback's second contract, that market setting contract, a huge year for CJ Stroud. Obviously, they cleaned house and the offensive coordinator's gone. I guess they didn't clean house. The offensive coordinator's gone, so the play caller changes. They retooled his offensive line up front, removed some big name, very accomplished players, and brought in some guys that we'll see how it all works out. But CJ Stroud's got a lot riding on year three. I'm on record of right now the jury's still out of whether D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio have done right by C.J. Stroud, bringing in another play caller that's never called plays, bringing in an O-line coach that's never been an O-line coach, and going, okay, this is your year, man. Let's ride. You, last year you had Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Steph Diggs when the season started. Right now you got Nico Collins and you brought in Christian Kirk. The offensive line is, jury's still out on a lot of that. Big year for C.J. Stroud. Not sure how to feel about the supporting cast of CJ Stroud, if we're being completely honest. Look, I know there's a lot of folks out there that are, hey man, D'Amico, Nick Caserio, we trust. Doesn't matter. We're not going to lose any sleep over it. Hey man, I'm one that likes to dissect this stuff. And right now, I'm not real sure how confident CJ Stroud is or isn't in either one of them. Let's hear CJ Stroud on his new offensive coordinator. This is a little bit of a longer cut, but it's really, really good. Not just on Nick Caley, but listen how CJ Stroud goes into kind of what he's looking forward to this year, insinuating that he didn't have it last year. Here's CJ Stroud.
He comes from LA and New England, and you know he's gonna bring some of that swag over here. So that kind of is what I'm used to, is taking control and being a little more pre-snap, having tools to put my guys in the best position. And that's something that we really didn't work on these last 2 years, but even those principles I learned from, and it made me better because it added a new element to my game. So, be able to, just get better and learn from, what he did with, New England and L.A. Will definitely help me, because I feel, those are two schemes that I'm, kind of used to in a sense. Like, that's kind of what I ran in, out of Ohio State, what kind of New Orleans does a little bit. And in L.A., it's kind of what we ran here these last 2 years. So I'll be able to, put my swag on it and have fun with it. And, he's all about, me taking full ownership and running the show. And that's what I want. So, I'm going to get what I want. And that's really been really cool just to see that he's like bought into me, and he doesn't really know me well yet. So, he talked about today having blind trust, and I have a lot of trust in him already. Just how he talks and, how he presents in the room and things like that. It's really cool to see.
All right. Couple of things here, guys. Couple of things here. This is music to my ears as a Texans fan. Should be for everybody out there. Whether you have confidence in it or not is another question, but it should be music to our ears. But Ron, when I hear that right there, I immediately think back that this is CJ Stroud speaking not only about what he's looking forward to having, but he's speaking as if he didn't have it last year.
Absolutely.
And the parts of that stick out to me, he starts talking about having control. He starts talking about pre-snap, being able to have tools to put his guys in position to make plays, put his swag on it, have fun with it, take full ownership, run the show. Those are all things that I believe CJ Stroud is saying because he didn't have the ability to do. He was not allowed to do that last year, whether it was a scheme thing or it was a Bobby Slowick belief in a second-year quarterback thing. I think it pulls the curtain back a little bit to tell you really what was going on with CJ Stroud and this offense and Bobby Slowick last year, and also shows you a little bit of it, look a little into the future, if you will, the crystal ball of, hey, this is what I'm looking forward to this year. As a Texans fan, Ron, for me, it's easy. I want my quarterback year three. Forget about how he got here. I want my quarterback by year three, especially if he is a pocket passing quarterback that's got to win on time and on schedule from the pocket as often as he possibly can, right? I know y'all like to see all these fancy athletic plays and all this and that, but the reality of it is that the goal, the end game for the Texans is C.J. Stroud playing on time, on rhythm, and staying upright, not getting hit. That is ultimately, the more he does that, the happier we're going to be as fans. And I want my quarterback, Ron, in year three, the biggest year of his career, because it's going to dictate whether he's going to get a market-setting deal or not. I want him in that year to have full control. I expect him, having spent 2 years in the league so far, to have the ability, and then I want him to have full control of the offensive side of the football. I want him directing the protection. I want him changing from run play to pass play, from run left to run right. I want him responsible for getting this team in the right play more times than not. And it looks like we're going to get that out of C.J. Stroud coming up this season. Sure sounds like we're going to get that out of C.J. Stroud this season.
Well, what it sounds like is we are, and I don't find anything like wrong with this, if this is your decision to go with things, is this is going to be a C.J. Stroud Clint that is comfortable and is in a position that he wants to be in a position that he feels like he's got control in. And based off what we were hearing after the year ended, especially, there was some issues and guys not being on the same page, and that coming from quarterback to OC to play caller to quarterback coach to OC to whatever, not on the same page. It appears that won't be as much of a problem, Clint, because it seems like CJ is making a lot of the page, if that makes sense.
Well, the quarterback having handcuffs on won't be part of the problem. If this is the first time I've heard somebody that's in the know speak on, and I know he wasn't directly speaking on it, but I think it's fair to draw from it that he clearly had handcuffs on last year and didn't have complete control of the offense from a pre-snap perspective. And a lot of that led to not knowing who was blitzing. It explains why he didn't know where the pressure was coming from. A lot of the times, as a quarterback, you'd like to know where it's coming from so you can immediately throw to a receiver that's replacing him, or go to your outlet right now where you didn't know. A lot of times, you should trust it's working or not working. There a lot of the problems last year, will assuming that what he's speaking to here is he didn't have complete control. It makes sense how it was chaos all the damn time. Your quarterback's got to have control to overrule anybody that's making calls. And the only reason is because it's my ass that's on the line, right? I don't have time to be at odds. I don't have time to miscommunicate. Hey, the mic is to the left. He's 55. Y'all go that way. I'm going to keep an eye on this guy over here to the right. And if he comes, it's on me, right? You know, that's not that simple, but you get my point. Like, he's got to know where people are going and where the pressure's coming from. And if there's any lack of communication or understanding there, the quarterback is the one that's in trouble. So, man, I can't tell you. I think this is a big step for C.J. Stroud. For all of us Texans fans, this is exactly what we want. You got your franchise quarterback. Are you going to pay him $60-plus million a year or not? Some people say, hell, you should have done it last year. Okay, well, you're fixing to find out. Can this guy take complete control of a game and be right more times than he's wrong and play a level of quarterback that's going to allow you to win ball games, allow him to stay healthy, allow the guys around him to play at a high level? We shall see. I thought that was a great, great piece of audio. Now, also, I mentioned the offensive line. Here is C.J. Stroud talking about whether or not he was surprised by the O-line changes that were made this offseason.
I mean, that's something I feel, you know, is not my pay grade. You know, it's just just a quarterback, but at the same time, you know, you build relationships with guys, and, you know, your LT, of course, who I know you're talking about, and Shaq, you know, those are two of my best friends, so that I've come into the league with. So, yeah, it hurts, you know what I mean? And you know, our front office knows that, and they know how I felt about it. But I totally understand, and I'm not against it at all. I totally think that we're heading to the right side of things. And, you know, I think something I learned about Nick is that he has a plan. No matter what happens, he always has something up his sleeve. So, of course, sometimes we don't know what that is. But you just have that trust, and that's something that we actually talked about today, having blind trust and, you know, having earned trust. And for Nick, I mean, he's gained my trust in both areas. So I'm excited, but, you know, I'm always going to be best friends with those guys and rooting them on. And, you know, I still talk to them daily, so.
All right, that's surprised by the O-line changes. And he was speaking, I think, about the guys that left, not the guys that come in, which I think is a that were brought in, which I think is a statement in itself. By the way, I'm more into earned trust instead of blind trust. Anybody talking to me about blind trust, and I'm gonna keep my damn distance. Here's CJ.
Just talked to you about blind trust with Nick Haley.
You ain't got no choice, right? Here is CJ Stroud. A little bit more on CJ Stroud talking about just the overall changes to the offensive line. See if this makes you feel any better.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting, you know. It's something that I've learned as Lee. You don't ever get comfortable, you know, just you got to be able to adapt and change and upgrade. You know, like every year the iPhone upgrades, you know, you got to be able to upgrade like that. So that's something that I think that we'll do. Personally, you know, for me, myself, that's a goal of mine, is to get better in things that I need to get better in. Also, you know, polish those things that I'm good at. But yeah, it's exciting having new guys, you know, different. Everybody's different. So new personalities, new mindsets, you know, and just really having one common goal and the same, you know, the same goals, I think at the end of the day is what creates that that winning program and that winning tenacity that we're all looking for. So,
all right, Ron, you asked me last week kind of where I thought CJ Stroud's mindset was in this offensive line. I want you to bump that up. Tyler, this may be something we can play with tomorrow. I'm talking about the radio.
Well, the other one's a given.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No question. Bump that audio right there up against the five-headed monster comment CJ Stroud had last year.
Ooh. There's a segment for a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's one of them where you go, ooh. Look, I'm willing to bet you he hadn't even, other than the guys coming in and maybe working, he probably hadn't even spent much time around any of the guys. But if you're wondering where he's at, I would say the jury's still out. I mean, hell, he's talking about Nick Caserio working magic or something. What was that he said in that first cut? Like it's he's comparing Apple iPhones to the O-line changes, and
there's a whole lot there. Do you believe that CJ Stroud uses and has and feels the term best friend a little loose?
Oh, a lot of friends,
or
man.
different than maybe. I did not know. Now, that's what I'm saying. When he says best friend, I did not know him and Laramie Tunsil and Shaq Mason, that they were that close.
I didn't either. But, yeah, he's got some best friends now.
Tank was in there. John Mechie.
Mechie's in there. Tank's in there. I got to believe if Shaq is in there, Nico's in there.
Yeah, Nico's got to be in there. Cade Stover.
Cade Stover, they go back, the Ohio State ties, yeah.
Yeah.
Jalen.
Probably Beecher, another no one of question. His best friends.
Will,
oh, yeah, no question. Will, best friend. They were drafted together as best friends.
Yeah. Hey, man, just a lot of friends, little, man. Friendly fella.
I'll give the friends best. Yeah, that, he used that thing loosely there. All right.
Boy, them injuries can be a problem next year. We mess around, have to be more tank it type of injury. We're gonna have a problem.
Man, it's best buds. All right, coming up as we continue. How disappointing was that performance yesterday by the Rockets' leading scorer, and who we said has been their best player this year? Now some have disagreed, but how disappointing in particular was it from Jalen Green? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, the Rockets, as Clint said earlier, very frustrating game last night. As Ime Udoka said, you hold a team to 95 points, especially a team that has Steph Curry on it that's got over 30 points. Jimmy Butler, who's over 25, you hold them to 80 or to 95 points, and you lose by 10. Like that is a frustrating part. And they shot the ball poorly, but. Ooh, excuse me.
Bless you. Four times. Woo. That's what them Chichi Ronies will do over
you,
there.
Boys, I felt like I'd start ripping nose hairs out. but Jalen Green, he struggled. It was disappointing. I know for many folks out there who were hoping and could wait to see the Jalen Green into the postseason to see what he would do. And I think my partner here, Clint Sterner, falls into that camp. It was really disappointing to see, not the effort, because I think he was trying like hell, but to see when it came out, it looked, Clint, and many people said it after the game. Charles Barkley was disgusted with him, but he didn't want to say his name because Charles has picked the Rockets. But it looked like the moment was too big for him. And that performance overall was disappointing from Jalen Green.
Yeah, look, I don't know that I agree.
You don't agree that the moment felt too big for him?
Look, it was a terrible night. There's, like, as you've said before, there's no defending it. It was a terrible night. And I think he's the straw that stirs the drink. If he's not going to play good basketball and at least be average in terms of production, then they're not going to win. But to me, it looked like it was an off night early on, and he started pressing, whether that's because Curry was across the way from him, the stage was too big and lights were too bright, or Ime Udoka pulls him out of the game and sits him midway through the first quarter for into the second quarter for some time. I guess my overall point is there's not knowing. Like, to me, it didn't look like the moment from jump was too big. It looked like he was pressing, trying to do too much.
Which I think is the moment.
Which, it could be. But I mean, like, to me, at that point in time, they were down 16 points. Right? I mean, he got yanked so early in the game that by the time he got back in the game, the damn Golden State Warriors had gone on that 18-3 run, and the game was out of hand. And now it's like, oh, hell, Fred ain't shooting it well. Really, it's up to him and Şengün to play that two-man game. And it looked like he was trying too hard at that point in time. The source of it, I don't know. As I was watching it, I was just thinking more of, not the moment was too big, but more of, I got to prove my worth to stay on the damn floor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know what? I think the pressing came from God, I've got to, especially this, yeah. Steph is going, and I think he's kind of like Lance McCullers to me in a way, like Lance wants it. Like Lance wants the ball. He wants to be the guy that has the big start. He wants to be the guy that walks out there and says, give me the ball. I think Jalen Green wants it so bad that, you know, I'm glad. What I was glad to see was this wasn't like a 3-for-6 or a 1-for-6 or something like that. He did shoot it. He did try to, I don't know how great his shots. He did shoot it. So he did get up 15 attempts in the night. He was struggling. But I wonder how much confidence he has coming from his coach. Like, I wonder, is there a point where Ime says, hey, man, you're our guy. Like, how I think you would come to him. The way you talk about, hey, this rides on you. You're our dude, man. Like, empowers him, and he's still 22, whatever. Empowers him to. I don't think he's getting that, right? I don't think it's Fred, I don't know if Fred is getting that from his coach, but Fred's acting like it. Like, it does feel like a press of, all right, I'm pressing because, you know, Steph is going off, or also I'm pressing because, hell, I don't know if coach, you know, completely believes in me. Am I going to get pulled at the end of the game like I did against the Lakers last week or what? Like,
yeah.
I think it would be big for, because I don't know that there's big veterans out there. Like, I think he is the guy. Like, I mean, Fred could come over and say something, but I don't know if there's big veterans. Like, there should be, to me, if Udoka, before one of these games, put his arm like, hey, you're our guy. You go.
I mean, I'm gonna win and lose by you. With
like, you go empower you to go make plays. Because I don't think he is. There's a look to me of like, oh, shoot, man, I better not mess up. Mm-hmm. Or I'm coming out. Yeah. When that should be the last thing on his mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, to me, it's either that or, hey, Steph's over there. Steph, the pressure of Steph Curry, which, again, is the moment as well. But I would like, because I just believe that that's how the Rockets are going to win. I don't think we're going to see Van Vliet shooting as poorly as he did last night again. I don't think that's
going to be. You think we'll see him shooting as many times as he did last night?
God, I hope not.
Was the bigger thing than the poorly shooting.
Yeah. Look, to me, it's a non-factor. I mean, he shouldn't shoot that much. Hopefully, he never shoots that poorly again. To me, he shouldn't hold the ball. He shouldn't be the primary ball handler. So the natural gravitation has got to be towards Jalen Green and towards Amen Thompson with that downhill aggressive attack, playing a two-man game with Shingun, playing a two-man game with Big Adams when they want to go that two double big type stuff, and kicking to some shooters. That's got to be the plan. That's why I'm so dead set on Jalen. I would like to see And it's why I would like to have seen it in the Laker game, because I'd rather it not wait until
this is. Yeah,
I would rather him in that Laker game grab him and say, "Hey, man, I know you're struggling, man, but the great ones find a way. The great ones find a way to hit a shot late to change the game, to hit a shot late to win the game, even though you ain't shot it well for three quarters." Instead of the yo-yo stuff with the one guy. I keep saying one guy. Amen, obviously, is one of those as well. But a guy that can create opportunities for others. That's how they're going to win this game,
it
man.
It feels like a lot of the other guys are... There is an empowerment and confidence in them that I don't feel like it comes with Jalen. And I mean from I think Amen Thompson feels empowered to go play from his coach.
Yeah.
I don't know... It feels different from Jalen.
Well, there are. I will admit, even though I'm on Jalen's bandwagon at this point, I will admit that there are times in the game when Jalen's out there, particularly when he doesn't have the ball, where it looks like he's wanting the ball, and they're going, no, take your ass down to the corner. I'm fixing to do. We're going to do something else. It's a different call. And I wonder, is that him not knowing what the hell to do, or is that him wanting the ball? And should Fred just give him the damn ball? I do wonder. Fridge, what that dynamic is.
Yeah, here's a couple of aggressive texts coming through on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. One, Jalen Green reminds me of James Harden. Good in the regular season, but don't show up in the playoffs. That's rather aggressive, being that he's played one playoff game and it happened last night. Right. Ronnie, why can't a guy just have a bad night? How do you take that to mean the moment was too big for him last night? That was his first playoff game, and it appeared that he was pressing big time.
I mean, I think it's fair anytime it's somebody's first playoff game, and they're not coming off the bench and just kind of playing a supporting role.
It's his first playoff game, and he's expecting to be the driving force.
Yeah, I mean, you ask that question, whether it's good, whether the answer is good, bad, or indifferent, you ask that question, and I think it's fair to say, given how poorly he performed, the stage was big for him.
I almost think the one turnover shows that he wasn't aggressive enough.
Yeah.
Like at times. Finally, I felt all season keep the young core, but last night showed me we need KD.
I think that I don't know that I would get there off one game, but I think that's what and maybe it's not KD, maybe it's somebody else, but I think the playoffs are they're going to tell you exactly where you as a fan which direction you want them to go.
Well, whether it's KD or not, like right now, and we've watched it for 82 games.
Yeah.
They have an issue of where to go late.
Yeah.
Like it seemingly, and maybe I'm over exaggerating, it seemed to continue to find itself in Fred VanVleet's hands late, and I don't think that's the design of how they want things. I don't at all. All right. Coming up next as we continue to roll here live here on the drive. All right, it's it, man. We got to address something with our guy. We got to address something here with our guy. And more coming from D'Amico Ryans, who spoke a little bit earlier today about his team getting ready for OTA. So that's coming up next.
You're going to get hit hard if you're playing against us.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in to The Drive as we continue rolling in on a Monday. And as Clint said earlier, there's a lot to react to here. But I want to react here. Now, Tyler, there have been multiple comments that you have let go by the wayside.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Busy Monday, busy Monday.
But the one that Clint just said a little bit ago when he said, and he said something to the tune of, now, is he going to be the one that's going to come out? And is it going to be all over? Is it all going to happen all in his face? And you said something to that degree. And I look over at Tyler.
Tyler's been grinding, boy.
And Tyler's just moving through. That was the second questionable comment that I looked up and waited. And Tyler gave us nothing. And
I didn't even catch that one.
Oh, yeah.
I am disappointed I missed that one.
It was aggressive. And I'm just like, yo, man, usually Tyler, I think he needs a monster. I've never been one to really push that for him.
Tyler may need something with a monster.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
I think he needs emails a little more spread out, a little more timely.
Or you've missed a good two, or you've just decided to move past them, and that's just not you. And I'm just like,
that's fair.
The last time we were in this predicament, we found out you left a phone in an Uber, and that took your energy down.
My energy's actually great right now.
Like, when you missed that one, I was disappointed, and I just want to check
and,
in.
And I can't even be mad at you for being disappointed, because that is a moment that I should have been able to capitalize on.
You know what?
On,
disappointing,
no
disappointed. Not, I was just concerned. Like, what's up, man? Because right there, when Tyler misses, when he doesn't, I mean, he generally, some Damn of you Tyler. That are on YouTube and Twitch can see it, but he will trip almost to get himself to that mic. Like, he will turn, he'll sprain an ankle if he's on the other computer to get back to that mic to get in. And say,
pause.
Like, you said one where you really set him up, and I thought he was going to let that one go. He said, well, yeah, that one always knocks. I thought he was going to let that one go. I was just like yeah, I don't know,
to
man.
Pull the, as you would say, the carpet back.
When he's going to play with it?
Yeah.
Energy level's good. I feel actually very good, very great on this Monday. Just back here, a lot of audio work on a Monday.
I'm just saying, man. Just making sure you're all right, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you asking. Hey,
he's earning it today, boy.
Pick it up.
He's earning that what rank you got him right now? What's your rank on Tyler's producing?
We haven't had one in a while.
I'll have to revisit that.
I didn't even think about that. We haven't heard my ranking amongst the producers across the country in quite some time.
What do you think? That's a good thing or a bad thing?
A great thing, probably.
It's a great thing, probably. All right. The head coach of the Texans, D'Amico Ryan, spoke a little bit about the culture over there, and he spoke about certain guys that push things, and it did lead me to this thought about what not just what's going on over there off Kirby, but how this team under his leadership is going about things. Here is D'Amico talking about the culture.
We have a really solid group of guys who've been here. They understand, right, who I am. They understand my mentality, my approach, and what I expect out of guys. So it's not so much of me, so much of messaging of how we do things or what if those guys can carry along the message, right? They can follow CJ, follow Will, follow Jalen, follow, you know, a lot of guys who've done it the right way. They've seen how I've operated for the past 2 years. So coaches, we don't need to be out there. We know we have really good leadership on our team, guys who do it the right way, guys who bring other guys along, and guys who expect to build a winning culture here. And so they just follow those guys, they'll fit in just fine.
All right, and listen, they feel like they're in year three, Clint, and it has gone the route that they've wanted it to go. And now not only have they established and built this culture, they've got the right culture people right there in place. You heard him talk about it, and this might be the big three when it comes to the leadership culture player-wise. Will, CJ, and Jalen Petrie. All young guys, all Jalen we know is going to be here long-term. They've committed to him, and we all but know that CJ and Will Anderson are going to be here long-term as they will commit to those young stars. And I just wonder, as a fan, as you can see, as much as they lean into this, and maybe when we go from as the fan part of it as well, Tyler can really jump in on this. But as a fan, how much are you a fan of how much they are leaning into the culture aspect? Like it is top, maybe held top. It may be the top thing that matters the most for anything on this. How much of a fan are you that they seem to lean this much into it?
I absolutely love it, and I'm a firm believer in it. I think it's one of, if not the most powerful thing in team sports. And if you're planning on winning championships anyway, and they've worked very, very difficult. I mean, for a very long time, through some difficult circumstances to get here. Nick Caserio, was getting beat to death while he was behind the scenes working, making sure that they cleaned up the locker room. They got the right guys in there. They got their kind of guys in there, and a lot of that cleaning was done before D'Amico ever got here. And then D'Amico gets here, he walks into a clean slate. He can start building this thing with the right people that he wants. They've worked long and hard to get it to the point that it's at right now. They should be proud of it. They should lean into it. And I think it's extremely powerful, man. There's the going from the level of dysfunction that the Houston Texans were immediately into winning double-digit games in the second round of the playoffs is big-time, big-time, big-time stuff. And then to replicate it the next year, duplicate it the next year, and prove that it's not, you know, that it wasn't just luck the year before, tells you that there's some staying power there. And so, look, I think it's powerful. I think they've done an admirable job of creating the culture, the chemistry, and they've done a tremendous job on hitting on big time picks and retaining guys with second contracts that believe that the game should be played and a professional should conduct themselves in a certain way. And I think it's powerful, man. I really like what they've done on that front.
Yeah, see, to me, I'm with you. I am comfortable with it and fine with it and love it, to be honest with you, because up to this point, it doesn't seem like it is in any way prevented them from getting a special piece. right? Like, yeah. To this point that we've seen or what we know of, it doesn't feel like it's like, all right, yeah, we had a chance to have this player or keep this player. The closest thing to me is Tunzel, but like, I think we saw enough, and there are some people who don't like the Tunzel move and thought like, hey, you need him to protect you and you don't have that type of player here. But that would be the closest thing to, hey, we've made a decision to say to hell with talent, as opposed to that swarm thing that they want to stay on. That's the closest thing is that has come to is with Tunzel. And so for me, that's the only part where it becomes a problem, right? Like if Nico Collins didn't have and wasn't as swarmy as he has been or he is, and you'd say to yourself, yeah, man, I think we're going to try to make an upgrade. That's when you start to get a little bit, well, hold on now. You're going to have to weather the storm right on some guys. And maybe, and I think they probably tried to do it with Tunzel for as long as they could, which I commend them on that. But I think they have shown the ability to get the type of players with the attitude and the culture they want without having to say, yo, like, we're bending on talent.
Well, you've mentioned, and we've talked about it multiple times, the D'Amico Ryans, and most of the time it comes in draft conversations, right? If we talk about some of the misses, and Nick's got to shoulder those misses because they've been really good for the most part since D'Amico's been here. And, you know, you lean into D'Amico's ability to really identify those individuals and commit to bringing them in here, commit to keeping them here when you do find them, keep them happy. You know, help them play to their strengths so that they like it here and then somehow retain them. D'Amico's, I mean, you can argue that's D'Amico's superpower. Now, he's obviously a great defensive schemer and play caller as well, but you can argue his superpower is, man, you know, he's filling this place full of guys that are wired exactly like he is, man, that are committed to the team, that are committed to winning. And it's wholeheartedly, it appears to be wholeheartedly committed too. It's not, there's no farce. So, yeah, I mean, D'Amico gives you a lot of confidence in that category.
Yep. All right, as we continue 5 o'clock fire, we will get you ready for the Astros as they try to keep this homestand in a winning way as they will take on the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll get you the lineup. The lineup, I know it's surprising at the start of this year, but the lineup is a bit different than he has been. I need to go check this. Someone texted and said 20 games this year, 20 different lineups for the Astros. We'll have to check that, but we'll give you the lineup as Hunter Brown gets the ball. You heard about D'Amico Ryans a little bit. He spoke in specific about OTAs as that starts today. We'll get to that as well. All of that as we continue live right here on The Drive.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it.
And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.